Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is Rebecca Carley, Dr. Rebecca Carley of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. I will pick her up right now. Hi there,
Hello,
Dr.
Sally.
Carley.
I'm here.
Howdy. Well, lots going on. Why don't you tell us about, I wanted to interview you about diabetes and vaccination because you were saying you're getting a lot of calls from people saying their children have diabetes resulting from vaccines. And I wanted to know how that, you know, how that comes to pass and how you address it in your practice. So please do, I know that you tell people what you would do if you were they. So, tell me what's going on in terms of the world of your phone ringing and who's on the other end.
Well, I have many international clients as well. This is not just happening in the United States. You know, all countries that are pushing this vaccine agenda are coming up with more and more vaccine-induced diseases. And as we discussed, insulin-dependent diabetes is the biggest increase I'm seeing at this point. And how it happens is the same with any other vaccine-induced disease, that the vaccines corrupt the immune system. There is an autoimmune attack on the pancreatic beta cells, which produce insulin. And once this has gone on for long enough, the beta cells stop producing insulin. What's really dangerous in this situation is that the insulin they're giving children, people, or pets, because pets are getting it as well, are actually causing production of anti-insulin antibodies. And these antibodies attack the insulin. And so you have to constantly increase your dose of insulin. So, of course, this creates a lifelong customer for Big Pharma. Not only that, but the insulin administered from the outside causes a negative feedback effect on the pancreas. The same thing happens with hypothyroidism. If you're taking thyroid hormone from the outside, your endocrine organ is getting the message that you're no longer necessary because, you know, the hormones are being produced or supplied from the outside. So this is very serious. And with my clients with insulin-dependent diabetes, I do things the same way I do all consults. I take a detailed history. I tell them what I would do if I was they. There's even homeopathic insulin that can be given. But the main thing, and it's oftentimes hard for parents, is that they have to let the blood sugars run a little high. I usually suggest between 200 and 250, because if you don't do that, then, as I said before, the pancreas is getting a message that the pancreas is not needed to produce insulin, and it'll never turn back on.
Hi, Rebecca. I had to get up to get something out of my dog's mouth. Please forgive me. Yeah, okay. I was telling you when we spoke that there's all over the airwaves. I only turn on the television once a month to see what the outside world is being fed. And what they're saying is the number one problem in America today, they may have been saying for children, is obesity. How does that tie into this situation, or does it?
Well, depending on what part of the brain is damaged by vaccines determines what the symptoms are that occur. And there's a part of the brain called the hypothalamus, which actually determines, you know, how much you eat. As a matter of fact, when I was in medical school, they did studies on cats where they put electrodes into the cat's hypothalamus, and they could either produce an obese cat or an anorexic cat. And so that's how I realized that the same thing is happening with vaccines. So while they're blaming the obesity epidemic on fast food and such, not that that's helping, but the actual problem, the reason these people are eating tremendous amounts of food is because their hypothalamus has been damaged. And in the opposite situation, anorexia, it's the same thing. And, you know, so as I always say, pretty much every disease in internal medicine is caused by vaccines. Not just vaccines, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, you know, the list of poisons that we're being exposed to is endless, but vaccines are at the top of the list.
You know that we have a mandated flu shot here in New York City for the youngest. And I understand from Christina England that you might have to wait 4 years to know what the death toll from this is. I'm very concerned about this because by the time we realize what the death toll will be, and it will be significant, 4 years' worth of children may have died. So is there any way to shortcut this? Is there any way to find out in advance of 4 years what's really happening so we can stop it?
Well, you can't believe anything they say anyways. I mean, they almost never admit that anything is caused by vaccines. So they're not going to give you an accurate number to begin with. As I always say, people have to just say no. You know, I don't care if vaccines are mandated or not. If you have to homeschool your children, whatever you have to do to protect them from these assaults, that's what you have to do.
Right.
As a matter of fact, she just published on VacTruth another excellent article that a child died 5 days after receiving, I think it was 13 vaccinations. I mean, the death toll is huge. And
people just letting this happen.
I
interviewed this woman, and she, a long time ago, and it's not a long time ago, but I guess about half a year ago, and that interview certainly went viral. And then she came to New York to speak at an event that I held, and I'm airing that on television. And now she said she would come with me to the steps of City Hall next time I go back and speak out with me there. So Elisa Nethery, God bless her for speaking out, because so many of these young ladies are, you know, they're so devastated. And, of course, they try in every way to intimidate them. So she felt intimidated, which is why she basically got the vaccines to begin with. So I think she's had it with intimidation. I think people who live in fear just kind of get sick of it. You know, it's no way to live. It's no way to live. And I thank her and any like her who are willing to speak out on behalf of other children. She can't bring her little boy back, but on behalf of other children and to wake up their parents.
Well, they have to do more than speak out. They have to fire their pediatrician if the pediatrician is trying to intimidate them into getting vaccinations. No vaccine has ever been shown to be safe or effective. No vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, including the Gardasil vaccine. That's because they know they cause cancer. And so it's time for parents to stand up for their children. I appreciate your efforts, you know, going to City Hall and all that, but they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. First of all, they're practicing medicine without a license when they mandate vaccines being given to children. But, you know, they're getting all kinds of contributions from Big Pharma, et cetera, and they're selling out their constituents for cash.
Right. And I just want to say that if we don't stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves, it's coming home to roost. And I'll give you several examples. I want the people who are listening to hear them. I'm sure you know them. There's the adult vaccination. That's where they're going now with 20 to 30 doses plus all your catch-up shots if you don't have your records. There's a wake-up call for the adults. in Australia. They were targeting people who were receiving welfare, that they absolutely had to vaccinate their children. And within a couple of weeks, when nobody spoke out, it became all children. Okay, so now it's everybody. You have to act when it's not you. So because if you don't act when it's not you, look at Australia. A couple of weeks later, it is you. Same with the adults who forever have been going, well, that's not my problem. I don't have kids. Well, it's your problem now. So this is your wake-up call. If you think that won't affect you, you're too late already.
Right, and the pets as well. I always like to bring up the pets. They're killing the pets with vaccines as well. I always explain to people that the tiny breeds, Chihuahuas, breeds of that nature, are getting the same dose as St. Bernards. That's why, you know, death and disease amongst the small breed pets is skyrocketing because they're getting
As with babies, it has a multiple effect on the babies as it does the adults, and they're cramming how many through the age of one? Is it 29 doses through the age of one? I mean, it's some startling amount in their first year when they can't benefit from immunization other than mother's milk.
Right. It's hard to even keep track because they're constantly adding to the schedule.
Well, you know, I also have to let the world know, because this just came down today. Kathy Sinnott, former member of the European Parliament, has been fighting a child-stealing referendum in Ireland. This is a treaty. It's on the rights of the child through the United Nations. And the Irish people have been screwed so often that they have decided not to let their legislators vote on these treaties that they themselves will vote on. However, the suit was in regard to the fact that the government took their taxpayer money and lied to them and gave them a one-sided perspective in terms of this referendum, as if it were all good, instead of leaving the door wide open for children to be stolen without cost. The Supreme Court did not concede that they had a good point, which they in fact did. And so now kids in Ireland can be stolen without cause, as they are doing in the UK and in Canada. And in both instances, when I am interviewing the parents of the children who have been stolen, guess what? They're autistic. They are targeting the vaccine-injured children above and beyond the others. And in America, if you get a child permanently taken away from their family, I understand it's $4,000 for the Child Protective Services worker, but $6,000 if they're disabled. Well, there's incentive for you.
Yeah, it's a big money maker for the state, and it's unconscionable what's going on. First, that they're damaged with vaccines in the first place, and then that they get more money if they take the disabled children.
And what's interesting is when I called Congress about this to tell them not to support this, I see the bill, and the bill said this is a non-controversial bill. I thought, what could be more controversial than paying for kids? You know, what could be, you know, to permanently remove children from their family? What could be more controversial than that? But they actually went out of their way, and I've never seen this in any bill, to say it is not controversial. And not only that, they changed the number of the bill. By the time I figured out what the number of it was, I also realized it had already passed. So there you go.
Yes. Yes, it's totally disgusting, and that's why I tell people, if CPS shows up at your door, you don't answer the door. You tell them you're not in need of their services. Once you let them in the door, they can make up anything they want. And next thing you know, the children are gone.
Well, as I say, and on top of it, they're targeting children who need their parents more than others, you know, who really cannot fight for themselves or speak for themselves. That's a big plus.
Right. Well, there's nothing more damaging to a child than experiencing abandonment. I mean, we actually learned that in medical school. And now they're taking the children who are left with this feeling of abandonment. See, they're creating children for the system. They want them to become mentally ill. They want them to end up in juvenile detention. All of these things are money makers for the state.
Right, right. There are so many people who make a living off of children. It's reprehensible, you know, off of children's demise.
Yeah, here in North Carolina, we actually had a case recently where a DSS supervisor had adopted multiple foster children, and she ended up chaining one of them to her porch with a dead chicken around his neck, and she did end up in jail for a short time. But these are the kind of people that are being hired to protect the children. It's a joke.
Well, somebody sent me something that was later proven wrong, but it was very disturbing. It was a list of reasons a child could be removed from the home, and it included absolutely everything, including undetermined reasons, except child molestation, incest. Now, I went and I dug up the rules and regulations, and that was not true. I wonder how that could have been generated, and I don't know that I don't believe it, you know? I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore, because I don't know if they caught it and they changed it, or if that actually, that and one other reason were the only reasons you couldn't take a child away, one of them being incest.
Well, it depends on who's committing the sexual assault or molestation, whatever. They protect the high-level Masons, for example. And my son, I haven't seen him for 12 years. He is in that category. And his abuser was protected by the courts. So it depends on who's doing the damage. But they're actually trying to pass a law that pedophilia is a normal thing now. So things are getting more and more bizarre as time goes on. But you can't trust these people. I actually had some clients in New York that were sending their child to school with healthy lunches, raw vegetables, and things of that nature. Somebody called CPS on them, and they came and they opened up their refrigerator and they determined their children were neglected because they were never allowed to eat McDonald's. So this is the kind of insanity that's going on.
And McDonald's was offering vaccines with Happy Meals. I read this. Did you read this?
No, but McDonald's, you know, it's not even real food. I mean, it's there's been a few articles about all the stuff that's in their chicken McDuggets, for example. It's absolute garbage. And they make it cheap so that, you know, the poor families will, you know, eat a lot of those meals at McDonald's. And then when their children get obese, they blame, you know, the fast food for it. As I said, the vaccines are highly involved. So nothing surprises me. This is just the way things are. And the good news is people are waking up, but they have to wake up faster because it's getting worse every day in terms of what's going on.
Well, the bill in California is written such that it could be interpreted, the one that just passed the Education Committee. We had a communal prayer for wisdom for the Education Committee. It didn't work. And mercy, well, God knows, that's a ludicrous endeavor, I guess. And however, it's worded such that even homeschoolers could be on the list of children that had to get vaccinated. And I just read that there was a bill in California for schools for unvaccinated children, and that was shot down.
Well, that's why parents have to, if they're going to have children, they have to learn what does it mean to have a birth certificate and a marriage license and all the rest of it. If you have a home birth and you don't get them the birth certificate, they don't belong to the state. And that's how you can protect them. So it goes back to the birth. And if parents aren't willing to protect their children, in my opinion, they shouldn't be having children.
Right. And, well, so if CVS gets in your door, they still can't take your child because that child is a sovereign. It's a home birth. Is this correct?
Yeah. Well, like I said, when they come to your door, you don't answer the door. There's actually a YouTube of a woman that came to the door with a gun and told the CPS worker she was going to shoot her in the head if she didn't get off the porch. That woman was not arrested. So you have to stand up.
Right, right. That's right. They're counting on the fact that you will cower. And they
yes.
will certainly intimidate you in every way possible to get you to.
Yeah, and once you let them in, like I said, they can say anything they want. They can make up any lies. They do not allow you to tape record them, for example. So there's no evidence that you can accrue to prove them as being, basically committing fraud and corruption. So the answer is not to let them in the door in the first place.
Right, and if there is an anonymous accusation, you never get to know who your accuser is. I don't think that even if it's not anonymous, they will tell you who the accuser is.
Right. And it can be somebody at the school. It can be a CPS worker themselves just looking to increase their, bottom line. They can make up whatever they want. That's what people have to realize. They say in this country you're innocent until proven guilty. That is not true. You're guilty until proven innocent, and in cases like this, it's almost impossible to prove you're innocent.
Well, also, there's no jury. These, just as with a shaken baby scenario, there's no jury. There's nobody to witness these proceedings.
Right. Yeah, there's actually very few situations in which there is a jury. And, of course, family court is definitely one of those situations.
Now, what else do you see on the rise? You see diabetes on the rise. Now, you say insulin-dependent diabetes. I know there's diabetes 1 and diabetes 2. Well, which one would that be?
That's type 1.
So type 2 1.
Diabetes is basically a chromium deficiency. And so my clients with type 2 diabetes, I suggest they take chromium, and that will usually reverse the type 2 diabetes. Of course, you have to eat well and things of that nature. But what's really disgusting is that more and more they're now giving type 2 diabetics insulin. So they're creating type 1 diabetes out of type 2 diabetics. And, as I explained before, anti-insulin antibodies, shutting off the pancreas, and this is obviously being done on purpose as well.
Okay, and why don't you tell people, if you wouldn't mind, what classic symptoms result from vaccination? Beyond all diseases in internal medicine, what would you say are the most common the most common phone calls you get, I guess?
Well, the majority of the people that call me have children or pets that are neurologically damaged. So anything is possible. Seizures is a big one. The only way you can get a seizure disorder is from head trauma or vaccines. If you've never had head trauma, then your seizures are from vaccines. And seizures is one of the few things that is actually admitted to in the vaccine information statements. Of course, they totally downplay the incidence of seizures, but this is a huge one. And then the white coats give the people anti-seizure meds, and I always tell people, before you take any medication, do a search, type in the name of the medication, hyphen side effects. Almost every medication causes the very thing it's being given for as one of the side effects. Anti-seizure meds cause seizures, and the list is endless. So what happens is they put you on the medication. The seizures may go away for a little while, then they come back. They never admit that the medication's causing the seizures. They just put you on another medication and another medication. I've had people on as many as 25 medications at one time. And, of course, this is a toxic soup that you're being exposed to. And there's, you know, you are the experimental test subject. They've never done tests on all of these combos of meds. So, you know, basically, the more medications you take, the deeper the hole that you get into. And then, of course, the white coats know nothing about nutrition. I actually had a client in New York who I taught her how to reverse her breast cancer. But before she came to me, she was going to Sloan Kettering, and she told them that she was eating organic food and juicing. And the white coat at Sloan Kettering told her that that was witchcraft. So that's how bad it is. You know, they basically poo-poo anything natural, even good nutrition, and just try to talk people into doing the drugs because that is the standard of practice. And that's how insane it has gotten. A doctor is told what to do. You find a diagnosis, you prescribe a drug. If you don't do that, if you tell them anything natural or try to help them, you know, avoid the drugging, you will lose your license, and that's how they control physicians. Not to mention that they're getting financial incentives for their vaccination rates. So the more vaccinations they give, the more cash they get. And this is a total sellout of their clients.
Now, you say the more cash they get. I understand, I don't know if you mean directly from the drug companies, but I have heard that they will get a larger reimbursement from insurance companies.
Yes, that's what it is, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hmm. Well, so the insurance companies completely confound me because, quite frankly, if I owned an insurance company, and in fact, Farm hired Rob Schneider, as a spokesperson, and I thought, well, that's totally ingenious of them to hire a guy who's anti-vaccine because obviously the fewer vaccines, the less they pay out. So then, of course, Pharma stepped in and they fired him. But I really thought that they had made a very wise choice as a as an insurance company to hire someone who was anti-vaccine.
Well, it's all a big incestuous relationship between insurance companies and big pharma and the medical mafia. You know, they don't, you know, pay anything for natural therapies. And, you know, I realized when they started this Obamacare thing, that's why they were doing it, was to try to force people to go the big pharma route. And that's a problem that I have, because nothing that works is covered by insurance. So many people are paying thousands of dollars because they believe they have to get, you know, Obamacare. And even if they don't use it, they're paying all this money for it. So, you know, as our economy has continued to be destroyed intentionally, many people can't afford to do natural things. And, you know, it's all a big conspiracy. It's all being done on purpose. But insurance companies don't seem to have any incentive for people to be well. As a matter of fact, they're highly involved in the depopulation agenda.
okay, well, all I can say is it goes against what one would presume, you know. It's kind of like if I had insurance on my house and I decided to peel the roof off, you know. If they were to lower my rate for not having a roof, is really what this is how crazy the whole thing is, you know. But anyway, so let's talk about some other of the adverse reactions, because a lot of people don't put together things. Like, for example, I had read that the MMR leads to nosebleeds, excessive nosebleeds. Now, that's something I hadn't thought about. You know, eczema is the third most common outcome from vaccines, I read. And again, one would not put that together with vaccines. What other outcomes would you say to people, oh my goodness, that's such a classic result from a vaccine, like ear infections, for example? You know, people aren't putting this together.
Well, as far as the skin, there's three levels of damage. Eczema is if the top level of the skin is involved. Psoriasis is if the middle layer of skin is involved. Scleroderma is when the very bottom layer of the skin is involved. These are all due to vaccines. Yes, ear infections are highly increased in children that are vaccinated because they're injecting your child with viruses. And so, of course, their immune system's overwhelmed, and they get these ear infections, and then they give antibiotics, and the antibiotics create superbugs and cause systemic yeast infections. And so, you know, they never recover from them. They may decrease, you know, the obviousness of the infection for some time, but because the antibiotics create superbugs, eventually the infection will rear its ugly head again, and then they go on more antibiotics and more antibiotics. That's why I teach my clients about colloidal silver. Colloidal silver kills every pathogen it's ever been tested on, including Ebola and AIDS. And if you use colloidal silver, you do not develop superbugs. You actually get rid of the infections. Myself and my pets take it every day, and this is what I suggest to people that they use instead of antibiotics and antivirals. Of course, Big Pharma is trying to take it off the market. They've actually labeled it a pesticide. So they basically try to destroy anything that works. As a matter of fact, the FDA is going after homeopathy now as well. Anything that the people are using on their own, you know, after doing research and investigating and things of that nature, things that actually work that have no side effects, Big Pharma has a big problem with these things. So once you see the big picture of what's going on, it's so obvious that this is being done intentionally. We're being sacrificed to Big Pharma. And, you know, I know you said you only watch television once a month. I usually have it on in the background when I'm working on my computer. The commercials for Big Pharma are amazing. Every single drug that they advertise, side effects, death, cancer, I mean, the list is endless. And I often say to myself, who's going to watch this commercial and then go to their white coat and say, I want a prescription for this toxic poison? It's insane. They all have terrible side effects. They cure nothing. If you're lucky, they may decrease the symptom that you have while at the same time causing 20, 30 other side effects. For example, all high blood pressure medications cause damage to your memory. You know, it's just truly amazing when you actually check these things out. And that's why people, you know, as I said, in my opinion, if I was them, they should be doing research on any drug that they're given as a prescription before they allow it into their mouth. Because you will be amazed the side effects that you're likely to encounter?
Well, high blood pressure is a very common problem. What would you recommend, for example, if you were for yourself, if you had high blood pressure?
Well, amazingly, one of the main contributors to high blood pressure is dehydration. You're not drinking enough water. One of the first things they usually give in cases of high blood pressure is diuretics, like Lasix. So you're peeing out all this water, and what that does is it basically causes an increase in the sympathetic control of the vascular system. You're not getting enough blood flow to your organs, and so your vessels clamp down, and this is what's causing high blood pressure. So the two main things I teach my clients about is making sure you drink enough water. The standard is to take your weight in pounds, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces you should be drinking a day. Another very important supplement that helps with high blood pressure is magnesium. As a matter of fact, when I was in medical school, in cases of eclampsia, which is where pregnant women get very dangerous increases in their blood pressure, that's what they give them is magnesium. Interestingly, they don't talk about that in any other cases of high blood pressure. There's also homeopathics for high blood pressure. There's homeopathics for just about everything. So it depends on how severe the situation is. But one of the main things I do is teach my clients how to get off the drugs. And you can't just stop them cold turkey. As a matter of fact, high blood pressure medications are designed to cause a reflex increase in your blood pressure if you stop them cold turkey. So you have to wean off them. How long you wean depends on how long you've been on them, while at the same time increasing your water intake and taking supplements like magnesium. So, as I said, there's natural solutions for everything, but your white coat is not going to tell you.
Now, there's another thing that I read, and I don't know if I'm correct on this at all, but they were saying that calcium does not strengthen your bones. In fact, it's magnesium that strengthens your bones. Is this true?
Well, when you take a calcium supplement, it's got to be combined with magnesium. You have to take both of them together. But one of the biggest lies that's being sold to the public is this idea that drinking milk is going to strengthen your bones. Milk actually acidifies you, and when your body becomes acidic, it actually leaches calcium out of the bones. So milk is a very dangerous thing to be imbibing in. You know, if you want to drink almond milk or cashew milk, there's rice bran milk. There's lots of good organic milks that you can drink, but cow's milk is not one of them. So, you know, it's a matter of how acidic you are as to whether the calcium is being leached out of your bones.
Okay. So what other reasons? I know that you have reversed autism in children. Would you like to tell us about this?
Yeah, autism happens to be the most common thing that I get consults for. I've reversed over 4,000 cases. I'm sure it's way above that at this point. I don't have time to count the people because I'm too busy helping them. But yes, autism is one of the most common things I deal with. Autism is actually subacute sclerosing panencephalitis due to the measles virus injected into the children. On my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, if you go to the vaccine-induced disease tab, you can read a page from one of my medical books, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, where they're talking about subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. When you read that, you realize they're talking about autism. So one of the biggest scams going on in the autism community is all these people talking about mercury. Mercury has nothing to do with autism. Mercury and aluminum do cause Alzheimer's disease, but autism is due to the measles virus, which causes a autoimmune reaction against the myelin sheath in the brain. The myelin sheath is to nerve cells what the plastic coating is to an electrical cord. It's the insulator. So once those antibodies attack enough of the myelin sheath, eventually you don't get conduction of the nerve impulses. And the only thing that determines what the symptoms are is where the brain is attacked. Because it's not just autism. It's Tourette's syndrome. It's violence. You know, Harris Coulter's excellent book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, explains how the part of the brain that controls behavior can actually lead to bullying and violence. And so this is another big problem we're having now in the schools, all these violent children. And that's because they're vaccine damaged. So it's pretty much every disease of the neurological system that you can imagine. And but it's not just that. It's rheumatoid arthritis. It's cancer. It's hypothyroidism. You name an organ, and I can tell you how it's affected negatively by vaccines. So the first thing you have to do is get people to realize what they've done to themselves, to never do it again. If I get a parent that tells me, well, they're still going to keep vaccinating, I won't have anything to do with them, because it's insane to detox while at the same time you're adding more toxins. So you have to, you know, do your own research, learn what you've done, and then be willing to do whatever you have to do to reverse the damage. And I've had many clients with Alzheimer's that I've also reversed. The problem is with Alzheimer's, obviously, their memory is affected. So they have to have someone, you know, living with them who can give them what they need to take and remind them, because they're not going to be able to do it themselves. But all of these things, and you hear them constantly complaining, oh, we're going to have billions and billions of dollars that we spend on this and that and this and that. Well, that's because they're creating all these diseases. So, you know, that's the big problem that we have, is that the people that are supposed to protect us, and for example, all of these agencies are actually for-profit corporations. You had told me about Al Whitney of anticorruptionsociety.com. That's how I learned that all of these agencies are for-profit corporations traded on Dun & Bradstreet. They are not interested in protecting us. They're in a revolving door with Big Pharma, and we see this all the time. Somebody from Merck became, I forget her name, but she became one of the higher...
Julie Gerberding.
Yeah, that's the one, right. So, you know, they go from Big Pharma to one of the agencies, total conflict of interest, and,
right,
you know, it's just amazing
saying,
that more people aren't waking up to this.
Yeah, but what you're saying is even more important than what you just said. The first thing you said is more important, because whether Big Pharma exists or not, they are still working for a corporation. So the it's a fascist government with or without Big Pharma.
Right, because, and when you think about it, I mean, it always amazes me. There was a recent article, I think it was on Health Ranger's website. You know, they're talking about supplements that have some deleterious thing in them. And as I said, look at the commercials for Big Pharma. Every one of the drugs that they're telling people to take, side effect, death, cancer, you name it. They allow these things on the market. Huh?
My friend, we are about to go off the air. I would like to remind people to visit your website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. I want to thank you for coming on this program today, Dr. Rebecca Carley. I learned a lot, and I'm sure the listeners did as well.